Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about The Nightmare Before Christmas. Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? What's this? It's a Nightmare Before Christmas episode. Let's go kidnap the Santa Claus while the Pumpkin King prepares for the scariest Christmas of all time. Something's up with Jack. He's making Christmas. But first, he's listening to our theme song.
Musicals, jazz hands.
Hey everybody, welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell your opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
And I'm Elise.
And guys, this is the show that brings you facts that any 9-year-old could look up on IMDb, for sure. And you might be thinking, well, what facts for what musical are they looking up this week? Well, we're looking up The Nightmare Before Christmas facts, a.k.a. When Jackie Met Sally. Thanks, at Dankcast, for that alternate title. We do alternate titles every week, so send them to us, guys. That's a thing we do, and Elise is thinking that's the funniest thing I've ever said.
Sorry.
Are you laughing at me, or are you laughing because your cat keeps walking by?
I think I was laughing at Dankcast.
Dankcast?
Yeah,
I think it's weird to say Dankcast.
I mean,
let's keep saying it.
Okay,
your turn.
Dankcast.
My turn. Dankcast. Your turn. Let's just do this for an hour. It'll be
Dankcast.
Great. It'll be great exposure for Dankcast on
Ooh,
Twitter.
True. Very true.
You're welcome, Dankcast. It's Dank_cast. If you were wondering. Oh.
Good thing you clarified.
It's been a while. We had the Thanksgiving. We had a holiday.
Which, by the way, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for this podcast.
Aw, so
I'm
nice.
I'm thankful for Dankcast. Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know what I'm thankful for?
What?
The Santa hat that you're wearing.
Oh, I still have it on, don't I?
You sure do.
We filmed us picking the alternate title for this week, so you can go on YouTube and check that out. And I popped on my Santa hat for the video, and I just forgot to take it off.
You know that you like it.
Well, I like it, but it's hot in here. I'm going to take it off.
Aww,
I took it
boo.
Off. So, guys, we missed a week. We've never done that before since the beginning of time. But we were going to do
dawn
Mary
Poppins.
since the dank of time.
Ooh.
We were going to do Mary Poppins last week, and we didn't. So, sorry.
But
guys,
we'll come back to it.
We will. We're planning on doing it at the end of December now.
Because I have one person who especially was looking forward to it, so got to make sure.
One person.
Well, probably more than just haven't
probably.
Said anything.
But we'll do it at the end of December, because there's one week in December that's after Christmas. So all through the month of December, we're doing Christmas musicals, except for the last week of December, which we're doing Mary Poppins. But Mary Poppins is magical, just like Christmas, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like a Christmas gift to everyone.
And it's a great way to start the new year.
And end the old year.
Oh, speaking of Thanksgiving, by the way, did you see any of the Macy's parade?
A little bit.
Did you see the Broadway acts that they had?
No.
Dear Evan Hansen performed. They have a new guy. It wasn't Ben Platt this time. I forget his name. Noah Galvin, I think his name is. But he did a great job. If it was him, I still couldn't tell. Because he, you know, with the parades, they usually lip sync because of all the noise. So
I
couldn't tell.
That.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if it was him or not.
Well, I wish I had seen that. I feel like I only saw every boring part.
They do like an hour's worth before the actual parade. So from like 9 to 10, they do like Broadway performances. So they also did SpongeBob the Musical, a song from that. Well, part of a song from that. And they did a good job. It looked fun. I've heard the actual song, and it's a lot longer and funnier. They kind of took out all the funny parts, so it was kind of like weird. It was just weird.
Well, they want to save the good parts.
Yeah, and also Anastasia performed, and that was a great song. I can't wait to watch that musical. I really want to watch it. I think a lot of people, we try to save the musicals to watch them, like, the week of, you know, when we do the episode. So I really want to watch Anastasia, but I haven't gotten around to it. because we're going to do it next year.
I mean, you could probably just wait.
Well, I know. I could wait. That's what I'm saying. But
you want to really bad.
I want to really bad.
Yikes. Well, I mean, if it means that much to you, then just still don't watch it.
Okay. Well, anyways, Thanksgiving is over. We're talking about Christmas now.
So we're not allowed to be thankful anymore?
No.
Oh.
What better way to start off Christmas than with a movie that is debated whether it's Christmas or Halloween? We don't know.
Ooh, well, we do know.
Well, I know. I'm firmly
in
the...
So do I.
What does that mean?
Remember this topic has been put to bed.
By Tim Burton?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Burton said it's a Halloween movie, but I disagree. And I have, you know, people on The Nerdist, they disagree.
Yeah, but whose opinion matters more?
Mine. Does Tim
more
Burton
than
have
Tim
a podcast?
Burton's?
Yeah.
Tim
I know
Burton?
It's his movie. Listen, he can no. say it's a Halloween movie, but, I mean, you just watched this for the first time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not feel like the majority of the movie is based around Christmas?
No.
Oh, wait, what?
No. So originally I said, yeah, I think it's a Halloween movie, but I haven't seen it. So I won't say for sure, but after watching it, 100% Halloween movie.
What's so Halloween about it?
Because,
whole movie is
okay.
about Christmas. Okay. I want to hear your side because, I mean.
Okay. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. So here's the deal. If, let's say we had the same story, but we had it from the perspective of, like, Christmas Town or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I would say it's a Christmas movie. Because, you know, they're coming in and they're stealing Santa Claus and whatever, and it's Christmas. But since everything's from the perspective of these guys,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's Halloween.
Yeah, but they're focusing on Christmas. The subject of the movie is Christmas.
But not really, because the whole movie, they don't even understand what Christmas is. They're just,
yeah,
you know,
but that's what but they're trying to find it out. That's what they're trying to find out. They're not trying to figure out what Halloween is. They're trying to figure out what Christmas is. That's their goal, their pursuit. They're pursuing Christmas the whole movie. The movie starts with the end of Halloween. And then it's like, oh, Halloween's over. Now it's time to get ready for Christmas. The whole movie's prep for Christmas.
Yeah, but they're not even doing Christmas correctly.
Yeah, they're not doing it correctly, but that doesn't mean
they're really just chasing this, like, happy spirit. They don't even know what it is.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
No, but
that's what they find out.
Yeah, but the whole thing is completely drenched in Halloween. I mean, you just...
Yes, it's a scary Christmas movie, but it's not Halloween. You have people that are raised in a Halloween culture that are trying to do Christmas, so of course it's going to be scary, but it's not a Halloween movie. They're trying to figure out what Christmas is.
Well, all I'm saying is I side with Tim Burton, and so I feel like...
Well, that's fine. People will have this debate forever.
Mm.
And that's why we're starting it off in kind of in the middle. You know, we're about 25 days till Christmas. We're about 25 days from Halloween or so, you know. We're about in the middle.
Yeah, but still.
Well, but I think it's both. I think it can be both. I mean, you can't deny there's Christmas in the movie.
Yeah, there is Christmas in the movie. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying if I had to choose.
You don't, though.
I do.
You don't. I want to choose, but you don't have to choose.
I have to choose, and I choose Halloween.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about the plot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you had seen bits and pieces of it, but now that you've seen the whole thing, I think you could probably tell me what had happened in this musical.
Mm. I don't know if I can. What had happened was...
Oh, okay.
There's this guy, right? And he did. And He is lovingly known as the Pumpkin King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, he in charge of stuff, scary stuff. And
yeah.
So, he goes into this tree portal.
Okay.
And he experiences Christmas.
Yeah.
And so, he's like, what that is?
That's what the song says. Mm-hmm. What that is.
It flows very nicely. And so he very curious about this, and so he decided that he want to analyze it, you know. So he pull out some papers and he does some mathematician stuff, and he said, like, what this is, I gotta know. Your turn.
So then Jack, his name's Jack, he wants to, like, he loves Christmas, and he wants the people of his Halloween town to experience Christmas and basically take over Christmas. So they want to kidnap Santa Claus, which they call Sandy Claus, and basically just be like, hey, Santa, take a year off. We're doing Christmas this year. Jack has, he's doing it sincerely, but the people around him, they don't quite understand because they haven't been to Christmas Town. So they end up making Christmas very dark, very demented. They just don't know. They don't know what else to do. This is how they were raised, you know? This is their background. And then, yeah, so we got a spooky Christmas on our hands.
And that's, is that as far as we're going?
Yeah, we can stop there.
Okay.
So let's talk about the music in this musical.
So are you going to tell me your favorite song?
Okay, so my favorite song is the Oogie Boogie song.
That's a good one.
It's so good. This is where they finally kidnap Sandy Claus, and they throw him down into where the Oogie Boogie Man lives. It's just a great scene visually. There's like black lights and stuff, and makes all the colors really pop, which is great. But then the song is like, the Oogie Boogie Man is like obsessed with gambling for some reason, which is a weird addition to the Boogeyman story, that like the Boogeyman is basically a sack full of worms,
which is and so he gross.
And he loves gambling. Like, why? But it works. But the song is just fun. Me and my friends used to always quote it. Like, because at one part, I think he says, like, it's funny, I'm laughing. And so, like, and every time we would tell a joke in high school, somebody would be like, it's funny, I'm laughing.
It reminds me of Audrey, too.
Yeah, he's kind of got that voice from Little Shop of Horrors, the plant. And the scene also is very much like Shiny from Moana.
Shiny. Yeah.
I mean, not the song necessarily, but just like the way it looks, and just like you got this creepy man just doing his little solo and being like, I'm going to eat you. Yeah.
I think that song is pretty funny too. Just as I'm like, you're joking me.
Yeah, you're joking. You're joking.
It's a good one. I
great song. And I look forward to it every time. You know, I saw Disney when they do their Halloween thing at Disney World. They do the Oogie Boogie song on, like, it's like projected on Cinderella's castle.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know. Looks really cool. It's weird that this is a Disney movie, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But I love it. It's just, it's so random that it's Disney.
I definitely think that if I would have seen it as a child, I would have been pretty scared.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about, like, let's throw Santa in the ocean and see if he's sad.
It's pretty messed up. I don't think I saw it when I was younger. I think I didn't see it until I was, like, in my late teens. And I just loved it. But, it, like, it wasn't spooky to me. But, yeah, if I saw it when I was a kid, I don't know if I was allowed to watch it when I was a kid, honestly.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have been able to.
But yeah, it's just so weird that it's a Disney movie. And random fact, Disney wanted Jack to have eyes. You know, they're like, they're big on like making eye contact with their characters. They feel like it gives them feeling and emotion or something.
Who's big on that?
Disney and Pixar.
Oh.
Yeah, they really wanted Jack to have eyes. But I guess Tim Burton got his way.
I think that would be weird.
Disney zero.
No, I think that'd be really weird.
Well, you know that new movie just came out. I haven't seen it, but the, was it Coco or whatever?
Yes. I know nothing about it.
Yeah, I just know there's skeletons in it, but they have eyes. It looks weird.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Yeah, don't make skeletons have eyes. So what was your favorite song?
Well, I liked that one.
I'm the boogeyman.
I don't know. That's hard because I like that one, but I also like What's This?
Those two songs, when I want to sit down.
Don't get stressed out. It's all right.
I'm like crying.
Just take your time, breathe in, breathe out, make it through.
Okay. When I sit down and I want to watch Nightmare Before Christmas, the two songs I want to hear the most are What's This and Oogie Boogie. And like once those are done, I'm like, see ya. Like, I mean, I love the rest of the movie, but I'm satisfied at that point, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you like about What's This?
It just had that nice, bouncy, what's this? What's this?
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah.
Bum, bum,
like,
bum,
I was
bum,
like,
bum.
Where are we going? Let's do it.
Yeah, a lot of the songs in this sound very spooky, and that one's just so Christmassy to me.
But it still has, like, little elements, I feel like, spooky elements that pop in.
Maybe a little bit. But
where
it's just,
it goes
it's,
into, like, a little bit of, like, a minor key or something.
But the majority of the song is, like, bum, bum. Bum, bum, mm-hmm. That sounds like, I don't know, like the Home Alone soundtrack or something like that.
It did remind me of something, but I could never figure it out.
It's just a good song. Like, it's got a good musical feel to it. Maybe that's what it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why haven't they made a live-action version of this on Broadway? Should they? I don't know. Maybe. As soon
like
as I said that, I was like,
it.
Nah.
Yeah. Probably. Probably better not.
Good job, whoever thought not to do that.
Give credit where credit is due.
So what about least favorite song?
I'm going to need you to go first.
My least favorite song is Poor Jack.
Poor Jack.
It's right after he gets shot out of the sky. Mm. At this point, he's basically being Santa Claus, going in and putting scary toys in people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
The government decides to just shoot him out of the sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he lands, and everybody thinks he's dead, but he's not, because he's already dead. So, like, how yeah. could he be dead? His skeleton. He sings this, like, really sad song about, like, oh, maybe I've been doing it wrong the whole time, or I don't really... Like, see, that song never really connects with
it's
me.
It's not
so
memorable.
Even, yeah, and it sounds a lot like the first song Jack sings, that's his lament, and I like that song, but this one's, like, it's too similar, and it's not as good as the other one.
Yeah.
Because I'm more interested in, like, the song... In Jack's lament, he's more like, there's something missing in my life. And in this one, he's more like, oh, my life was fine the whole time. And that's more boring of a subject for me.
Yeah. You know? You're like, next.
Yeah.
Don't care.
I care in the context of the movie, I guess. But, you know, it's just not a song I want to listen to all the time. I thought my least favorite song might be Sally's song, but I went back and listened to it. And it's actually a really pretty song.
Mm.
Why? Is that your least favorite song?
I mean, it's... Yeah, I was kind of leaning that way. Like, I feel like everyone would murder me for saying that, but...
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's...
I feel like everyone loves that song.
I think it's a pretty song, but I would understand why, like, if you had to rank all the songs in this musical, why that would be on the bottom. Because there's just so many other good songs.
I feel like everybody and their mother does a cover of that song.
Really? I've never heard a cover.
Really?
Maybe I have. I don't know. There's been covers of like all these. There's like an album where it's just covers of Nightmare Before Christmas song. It's like Fall Out Boy and like All American Rejects or those type of things.
I'm thinking like YouTube, like wannabe singers.
Ah.
Thinking that they're cool.
Yeah. Because it's a simple song, so they could probably pull it off with like a guitar or a piano.
Yeah, acoustic.
I'm going to acoustic sing Sally's song. It's going to be so dank.
Oh, yeah, dank memes. That's what people say.
Dank memes.
Yeah, that's why I knew it resonated with the kids.
I will say, though, like, you know how I always love songs that are like,
Welcome to the musical. Yeah.
And this musical has a great Welcome to the Musical song, which is This is Halloween.
This is Halloween.
This is Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, but maybe you don't like it because it's overplayed or...
No, I like it.
Oh.
I mean, I like Oogie Boogie more and I like What's This a lot. But This is Halloween. It's fun because it's like, I have one of Tim Burton's books where it's just like short poems of like weird characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this song is just like every poem he's ever written where it's like... He gets a chance to show off because it's just introducing all these weird characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every verse is like, I am the who in the call, who's there? I am the wind blowing through your hair. And then it's like, I am the thing hiding under the bed. You know,
sounds like Dr. Seuss.
It kind of does, but like a really twisted Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
That's a good way to describe Tim Burton. Dr. Anyway.
Seuss.
Yeah. No, sorry. I liked it. I liked it. It's funny. I'm laughing.
I really like that guy.
Did you expect him to be full of bugs when they, like, unzip him?
You know, when he's leaning over Santa Claus, he, like, jiggles a little bit or something. And then, like, the little maggots come out and they, like, land in Santa Claus's beard. And I was like, whoa! So, yes, I did see it coming. But also, So gross.
So gross.
Disgusting.
I saw this movie in theaters. It was relaunched in 3D.
I love 3D.
You hate 3D. But I just thought, like, you know, like I said, I didn't grow up watching this movie. And so that when I got a chance to see it in theaters after falling in love with it, I was like, ah, I got to go see it. And I went, it was like the middle of the day. I was the only one in the theater. And it was awesome. I had the whole theater to myself, and I was watching The Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D. And the smell of popcorn was everywhere.
Did you run around?
I did. I was like, boys and girls of every age. I should have danced the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, why didn't you?
I don't know. Man, now they need to put it in theaters again so I can dance.
I mean, that's like the rules. If you're ever by yourself in the theater, you have to run up and down the aisles the entire time, or else why? Yeah.
You know, there was one part in 3D that scared me. I didn't expect it.
Uh-oh.
There's a scene where these vampires are playing hockey with like a pumpkin head.
Oh, I loved those vampires, by the way.
Yeah.
They got some great harmony.
Yeah.
Like the way they sing, like they sing so high and they blend so well. It's good.
Gotta love vampire harmony.
Love it.
But yeah, they hit a pumpkin right at the screen and I wasn't expecting it. And in 3D, it came right at my face and I jumped. And then I felt stupid because I was the only one in the theater.
Well, no one was there to judge you.
I know, so. But I still felt really dumb. I'm allowed to feel dumb, Elise.
Not if you're the only one in the theater. That's the rule.
There's so many rules to being alone in the theater.
Yeah, you should have checked with me so I could let you know.
Check out this fact about that decapitated head, though. Tim Burton's head was originally going to be, like, instead of a pumpkin head they were playing hockey with, it was going to be Tim Burton's head.
Why didn't they do that?
They thought it would be too scary for kids.
Well, the whole rest of the movie is entirely
too
scary.
Yeah, but like
scary,
an actual...
So.
There's a difference between scary and like morbid. And that's like, you know, a severed human head. Creepy.
I think they should have done it.
Right, Tim Burton.
Okay.
Let him know your ideas. He said he would never do a sequel, by the way.
Why?
So
don't want to ruin it?
Yeah, pretty much. Because people were like, oh, where's Jack going next? Easter? Thanksgiving? And he was like, nah.
He's done.
Because, you know, he got the idea from when you go to like a Walmart or something and they have Christmas decorations out like at the same time Halloween decorations are still out.
That's how he got the idea?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. But I do like all the Halloween characters trying to make Christmas presents. I really liked that.
Yeah, like the bat hat or whatever
funny.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they make? Just scary ducks. I have one. They made like a little... it's supposed to kind of look like Mickey Mouse, but it's got like a big creepy grin and like a cape.
Yikes. And you treasured it forever.
I know. I still have it over on my shelf over there.
Oh, I thought you had lost it.
You want to get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. You've seen this before.
I have?
This little guy?
Oh, gosh. That's not supposed to be Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, look at his ears.
That's just supposed to be that guy, that character that's in the movie.
No, I know, but when they made him in the movie, they were trying to make him look like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I see. It's really frightening. You'll have to post a picture of that so people know what you're talking about.
Totally. Totally will. Well, do you want to guess some lyrics?
Sure.
Let's play that theme song.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Elise, are you ready to play What Song Is That From?
I'm ready.
So I'm going to give you 5 lyrics. And you have to tell me what song they're from.
Okay.
Pretty easy concept.
Well, I've been doing it for a good long while.
I'm just, you know, if somebody's never listened to the podcast before.
Yeah, you gotta let them know. I understand.
Yeah. Play along. Try to guess. See if you can beat Elise.
He's talking to you.
No, I'm not telling you to beat you.
I could probably do better than I did last time.
True.
I mean, I could have that goal.
I did
I'm not
really
saying
bad.
I could.
No, the last episode was Beauty and the Beast, and I did so bad on that.
Yeah, but I did definitely try to trick you, so.
Well, let's see if I try to trick you. Are you ready for your first lyric?
Yes.
To a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky.
That's Jack talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that is gonna be...
How many times have you taken your cat off the desk?
Probably 7.
During this episode?
Probably 7. She wants to be involved, and she doesn't know how to be.
Mm-mm.
So
she said, I thought this was a podcat. I'm sorry.
And now she's trying to make noise by sitting on a plastic bag.
Cool.
So, enjoy that. Enjoy taking that out.
So, to a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky.
I want to say, oh, dang it, I don't know. Shoot.
Bang.
Because I'd like to say Jack's Lament, but then I feel like that line had like a bounce to it.
Okay. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, I thought Jack's Lament was more like minory. So I'm going to go with that.
You're going to go with Jack's Lament.
Yeah, because I'm giving up.
Well, hey, you gave up on the right one, because that's right.
Hey-o! I'm very surprised.
Ding, dang, dank. You got it right.
That's what they say.
Yeah, Jack's Lament. Yeah, he says, to a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky. But there's parts of it that are more in like a major sounding key. But then it gets to like...
It switches all up.
Yeah, but I like that song. What did you think about that song? Because that's one of the most iconic scenes with him on that like weird little ledge that's mm-hmm. like a little curl by the moon.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I'm trying to remember. Like, I remember it switching up a little bit, and I was kind of
The main part is like where he's like, and I, Jack, the pumpkin king.
Yeah, if you asked me to sing that song, I would never get the Pumpkin King notes right, ever. I never, because every time that he sings them, I'm like, what? Now we're in this different key, and then we're jumping back. It's so confusing to me.
Danny Elfman made the music for this. He mm-hmm. also did Corpse Bride and mm-hmm. many other Tim Burton movies. And I just love his style. There's something about it that's just so... It can be so sad, but it can be so bouncy and so fun and thrilling and festive, but then just like dark and creepy. And it's so good.
Can you list more adjectives, please?
No.
Oh, okay.
We don't have time.
Mm. You're right.
Speaking of Danny Elfman, you can see his head. Speaking of decapitated heads, the little Halloween Town band that plays, there's like a guy with an upright bass.
Is that with the vampires?
No, they're just like corpses.
Oh, okay.
They play like that. Like.
Okay.
You know, that type of music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, in the hole in the upright bass, Danny Elfman's head is in that. So I don't know why they could put a decapitated head in an upright bass, but not play hockey with one. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems...
Things to think about, world.
That seems very hypocritical.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting my facts wrong, you know? If we ever get a fact wrong, hey, we don't know.
Yeah. You know? Don't blame us. Blame the internet.
We like these movies. We try to find out as much as we can about them, but things are limited. Okay. Are you ready for your second lyric?
Ready.
Have I possibly gone daffy?
Yeah, but what's the lyric?
Oh, you're joking. You're joking.
I couldn't even get through without laughing. Okay.
Have I possibly gone daffy?
Yeah, I totes remember this line happening, and I totes remember thinking... What? What's Daffy?
You don't know what Daffy is?
Yeah, like Daffy Duck.
Yeah, but do you know why he's called Daffy Duck?
Because he's loony. Looney Tunes.
Because he's Daffy. Daffy means like crazy.
Yes, agreed.
Oh, boy.
It's just not a word that we use in today's vernacular.
It's honestly more of a British word, I guess, too.
Hey, I have to take that out.
Did you? What did you give your cat before this episode?
It's like anything.
This is the most distracting.
I know your cat anything has ever been. With noise. She's just attacking because she's trying to get my attention. I think.
Have I possibly gone daffy?
Okay, I'm gonna go with Jack's obsession.
Jack's obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Dank.
Wait.
That's bad. Donk. Bonk.
You said dank when I got it right.
I know. No, I said ding. When I say ding, dang, dank, you got it right. When I just go dank, that's wrong.
Okay.
This is from What's This?
You know, I thought about that first, and then I thought, mm-mm.
I figured, yeah. Great
I was
explanation
close.
Of your
I was very
thought
close.
Process. You weren't, but...
Oh.
Okay, so you've gotten one out of two so far.
Hey.
Congratulations. That's half.
It's not bad.
Have you possibly gone halfy? Okay.
I've gone laughing.
Okay, next lyric. A bow, but why? How ugly? What's in it?
I know this. This is the town meeting song.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because they're talking about, he's like, hey, y'all, this is what Christmas is. And they're like, huh? I don't know about that. And he's like, yeah, just listen.
Yeah, he's like, it's a present with a bow. And they're like, yeah, but what?
Yeah, but why?
It's pretty much the whole song. He's like, look at this. And they're like, but why?
I actually kind of wish
they all talk like Valley Girls. Yeah, but why?
But like, who cares? Good.
That's a whole other movie. That's like Mean Girls the musical. We should see Mean Girls the musical.
That is a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
We should check it out. I just saw Ben Platt tweeted or Instagrammed or something. He just saw it and he was like, it's everything you want it to be.
Hey.
So I guess that's a good thing.
Actually, my friend was just in it and I missed it.
Just in it?
Yeah.
In Mean Girls?
Like,
your friend
like
was in Mean Girls?
Okay. So they did Mean Girls, a musical, like at her school.
Oh.
And I
didn't know it had been around a long
time. Missed it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you got it right.
Yay.
You got 2 out of 3.
Okay.
But we got 2 more.
Math.
Okay. Here's your 4th lyric.
Mm-hmm.
He's ancient, he's ugly.
Ooh, I know this one. This is the Oogie Boogie song, because he's making fun of Santa.
Ding, ding.
He's calling him ugly.
Making fun of Santa. Hey, that'd be a good Christmas song.
Actually, you already have done that.
Well, I made a Christmas song, but it's not making fun of Santa. It's just like, if Santa was weird.
If Santa
it's
was...
It's rewriting the legend of Santa.
It's if Santa were... Well, I was going to say if he were a Tim Burton character. But I mean, he is technically in this movie.
Yeah, Sandy Claus.
But
I like how they're
normal.
Disappointed that he doesn't have claws.
That is... Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Pretty funny.
Okay, well, you've gotten 3 out of 4. Here is your last lyric.
Mm-hmm.
Confound it all, I love it, though.
Hmm?
Confound it all, I love it, though.
What the... Yikes, I don't know at all. Let's just say...
Just take a stab at it.
I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm going to say Poor Jack.
No, it's not Poor Jack. Jack's Obsession. Yeah, okay, so that's the right answer. Jack's Obsession is the right answer.
Shoot.
Yeah, so you got it wrong. But you still got 3 out of 5, so you got the majority.
I feel like that's what I always do.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, you're consistent.
I guess.
But yeah, I do. What do you think about Jack's Obsession? So I do like the beginning with the, something's up with Jack, something's up with Jack.
Don't
know if we're ever going to get him back.
No, keep going.
No, that's all I know.
Which is the one that starts with the vampire singing?
I think it's that one. I think that's the vampires going, something's
I think
up
so
with
too.
Jack.
Because I got really excited because I thought they were going to like sing the whole song. And I really wanted to hear
bummer.
Them sing forever. And then they didn't.
Yeah.
And because I was like, oh, this is definitely going to be my favorite. And then they exited the scene. And I was like, I'm sorry. Why? But I liked that scene because I thought it was clever how he's like just really trying to analyze Christmas and he's doing all these.
Yeah, he gets out like a scientific method book.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like got all these formulas and... I thought that was great.
Yeah, there's like this huge math problem and it's like equals
Christmas question mark? Yeah, I like that. That was good.
I feel like, you know, out of all of Tim Burton's movies, this one is probably the most, like, visually, it's just his brain spilled out onto the screen, you know? Like some of the other ones, like with the live action, it's like, okay, well, I get the idea, but it's like, you know, it's still a person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really like his art.
Yeah.
But this one is, and like with Corpse Bride, it kind of, Corpse Bride has that feel to it, but it's not as like mechanical,
still,
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's weird though, because Tim Burton didn't direct this one, which is weird. He just like, he came up with the story and all that and the drawings, but he didn't direct it. The guy that directed it did like James and the Giant Peach and Coraline and those movies, which by the way, Jack pops up in James and the Giant Peach and in Coraline.
Like, his,
like you
the
can
character?
See him. Uh-huh.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, like there's like a Army of the Dead in James and the Giant Peach, and one of the skeletons is Jack. Oh. And then he's in Coraline too as like a table decoration or something like that. But I thought that was kind of cool.
I've seen James and the Giant Peach like a million times, and yet can't recall like any of it.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that one. But I think there's like a pirate, like a dead pirate ship or something like that.
That sounds right. But then again, it's like whatever you can think of weird. That's probably what's in it.
I love James and the Giant Peach.
I know. I mean, it's a good one. It's just very bizarre.
This movie, bizarre, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But I thoroughly enjoy this movie.
You know, I only saw it the one time. So maybe you can shed some light. But I just thought that the whole Sally getting together with Jack at the end was just sort of weird and random and didn't really need to happen. And I thought it was odd.
Yeah, when Jackie met Sally, you know.
But, like, they've known each other throughout the whole movie.
This movie didn't really need a romantic element to it. But I feel like from Sally's point of view, she has this, like, small obsession with Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's kind of, like, secretly crushing on him.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't really, like, give her a second glance, like, at mm-hmm. all until the very end. And, like, she saves his life and he's like, oh, sweet, let's date. Or whatever,
yeah.
I don't know. So it's totally one-sided. So at the end when they get together, yeah, it's kind of a little, it's unnecessary for me. Because, like, I like this movie not because of, like, some romantic relationship between Jack and Sally. I like it for, like, kidnapping Santa Claus and, you know, spooky Christmas.
I don't know who.
It's fun otherwise.
Who we did that for.
I don't know.
Seems weird.
I don't hate it, though. I don't mind it.
I mean, the character of Sally is kind of interesting just because there's this whole other, like, side plot where she's, like, trapped with this Frankenstein dude. I just kind of, like, I don't know if I'm missing some sort of deeper meaning there or...
And you're not missing a meaning. I think, you know, I think for girls that enjoyed spooky things growing up, Sally was just a cool character. So, like, I think Sally gets a lot, like, she's kind of grown into this legend because it's, like, girls that love this movie, they're not going to be Jack for Halloween. They're going to be Sally, you know? That's kind of a cool costume. They'll all stitch together and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I think she's a cool character.
But she basically looks just like the Corpse Bride.
Well, yeah, but that, I mean, who came first, you know?
Chicken or the egg.
Isn't it weird, though, how she, like, a lot of the characters in this, they move around like a spider. Like, Jack, when he moves around sometimes, it's like, and even Sally.
Well, Sally,
sometimes when she crawls around, like,
I thought that was because she's got all these, you know, stitches in her body, so she can't really use her limbs correctly.
Maybe. I just thought it was weird. It's very unnatural looking to me, how they crawl around.
But she was kind of stumbling around, like she looked like she was drunk or something. And then I was like, oh, well, she does, like, take her leg off every 5 seconds, so that's probably why.
She's just full of leaves. I mean,
it's
got to be hard. She probably doesn't weigh much. It's like the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. How does she not just blow away in the wind?
I think about that all the time.
Yeah, me too. Throughout the whole movie.
I did like, though, like, I was thinking, because it's been a while since I've seen this, and so when I was watching it the other day, when she was up in the tower, I was like, she's just made of leaves. Why doesn't she just jump out? And then she did. I was like, oh, yeah. Because I was like, what's she scared of? She's in a tower. Just jump out.
Everybody's already dead, right?
Yeah. Well, she's not even really alive. She's just animated, like, fabric.
Right.
Whatever. I think I'm thinking about this too hard.
Well, no. I mean, that was kind of my question.
Something's up with Sally.
Did you have any beef with the movie at all?
No, I don't have beef with the movie. I think it's a fun movie. Visually, it's just the style that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I just love weird stuff, and this is totally weird. I love good music, and this has great songs in it. It's just a fun plot. I like that. I honestly, even though we were harping on, like, is it Halloween, is it Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I like that there's a debate because people play it at Halloween time, and I get to see it on TV. And then people play it at Christmas time, and I get to see it on TV. And it's just like, it puts me in the mood for both holidays. And I love that.
If you watch it after Halloween, doesn't it kind of make you want to go back to Halloween?
No, it gets me excited for Christmas because I'm like, what's this? What's this? I can't believe my eyes.
Mm. You know? Yeah. Kind of makes me miss Halloween.
Well, I mean, in a way, I guess. But they used to play this on TV all the time for like the 25 days of Christmas or mm-hmm. whatever. And so a lot of it just from a nostalgia standpoint when I hear this music, I just immediately feel like it's Christmas time again. It puts me in the mood for both, and I like it.
Well, I'm glad. I just want more vampires. That's my beef.
You want a spinoff movie with just the vampires?
I mean, yeah, I do.
I think it's about time for another Tim Burton stop-motion animated movie. So we had Nightmare Before Christmas, we had Corpse Bride, we had Frankenweenie, which I have not seen.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to see it, but I think it's time we need another one. And we need another one with music. We need a good, solid Tim Burton musical. Let's do it.
Let's write him.
Let's start a hashtag Tim Burton musical.
Well, I think you have to be more specific, because...
More specific, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. New
How
Tim
about
Burton musical.
Hashtag Dear Tim Burton. We really would like a new musical from you.
Okay.
So could you please provide us with a new musical? Question mark.
How about hashtag Hey Tim Burton, new dank musical, please?
I feel like he's not going to take that seriously.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, let's rate this. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
I want you to start.
I'm going to give this a 7.4.
7.4.
Mm-hmm. And no more. I like the music. I like the vibe. I wanted more vampires. It's definitely a Halloween movie. So, you know.
Okay.
So there's that. That debate needs to be put to rest.
It's not a Halloween
R.I.P.
movie, but okay.
And then I didn't like the whole like Jack and Sally thing. Cause I just felt like it's just
you don't have
unnecessary.
To, you know?
Yeah, I'm just explaining. That's.
I get what you're saying. I just feel like for me, it doesn't ruin the movie. But continue. Sorry.
It was kind of like, you know, towards the end, like I feel like I had a smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And then like at the very end, when that happened, I went, huh? And then it's hard to smile if you're saying, huh? And
you just thought it was forced. Yeah, I get
it. Yeah. And it took me, like I was like in it. And then I was like, where am yeah. I? You know what I mean?
He said, what's this?
What's this?
I can't believe my eyes.
Yeah, that's basically what I said. Oh, I just thought it was very, very scary for young children. But, I mean, that doesn't ruin it for me or anything. I think that parents should be advised.
It's spooky. Yeah.
It is very spooky.
Do you think it's scarier than Corpse Bride?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, especially that song. I guess we didn't discuss it. The song about kidnapping Santa Claus. And
kidnap the Santa Claus.
They're like, bury him for 90 years, see if he talks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Put some around his neck and throw him in the ocean and see if he's sad. And it was just like, whew, there's a lot of murder talk going on. And it's kind of frightening.
Yeah. But that's how movies were back then. You know, the Addams Family. Like, the kids are always trying to kill themselves or kill each other and stuff. And
Well, I mean, there's a difference between, like, black spy, white spy. You know, it's kind of this fun, like, I tried to blow you up. Hee hee hee.
And then just being like, let's kidnap somebody and
yeah.
murder.
Yeah. Yikes, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, funny.
So you gave it a 7.4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a solid 8.1.
Mm.
I guess that's not very solid.
No.
I guess an 8 would have been more solid.
That's okay.
But whatever. I feel like I've everything I like, I give an 8. I don't know why, but like
eight
that's like comfortable for me. I like this, but also it's like my style.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's not just something that I think is fun, but it's also something like I have a little toy of Nightmare Before Christmas, and like if they put out books and stuff, like I would probably buy them, and like it's something that I would like to buy merchandise of or shirts and stuff. And
because you like to be scared.
No, and not in like a I want to be cool kind of way, but it's like I like that stuff, you know. I'm not like some like teen girl that's like, oh, I want to be different. I'm gonna buy a shirt with Jack's face on it, or a hoodie where you pull the zipper up and it makes it look like you have a skull for a head, you know. I'm not that person. But I am, like, if somebody got this stuff for me for Christmas, I'd be like, oh, yeah, thanks. You went to Hot Topic. Awesome.
Yeah, basically.
So, I know. I really like this stuff. So, I'm going to give it an 8.1. I love the music. It puts me in the mood for Halloween, for Christmas. Just good stuff. Good memories, too.
Good memories?
Yeah. Like, with my friends watching it and talking about it and watching it with family. And I don't know. It puts me in a good mood.
I have a question.
Bring it on. different musical.
So, like, you say that it's, like, your style, but then I also feel like the art that you make is not the same style. So, I do just mean, like, you just think it's cool the way it looks?
Yeah, but I think it inspires me as well.
Hmm.
So, like, the art that I make, people that listen to this probably aren't familiar with my art. You can be if you go to @James, @JAYMES _town on Instagram. Wow, I've never plugged my art before on the podcast.
You're welcome.
I feel like I should. I got a new book coming out today. Comes out today.
Might as well.
So, anyways, check that out. But, yeah, my art is definitely inspired by Tim Burton. I love the stuff he does. It's just small little things. Like, a lot of the heads are very round-shaped.
Mm.
And the eyes are very big,
mm-hmm.
And like dark shadows under the eyes. Mm-hmm. I have that a lot in a lot of my characters, or like the really skinny limbs. When we did the Corpse Bride episode, I drew a version of you and me in Tim Burton style,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it looked like Tim Burton, but it also looked like something I would have done anyways.
Well, I feel like it looked like a combination. Like, if you and Tim Burton had a baby.
Which we do.
Well, then that
His name's
it.
Johnny Depp. Ooh. Very proud of him.
Can I meet him?
No.
Why not?
He likes his privacy. You know, he's got to be Grindelwald.
He likes his piracy.
Oh, boy.
What is this?
I don't even know anymore. But yeah, basically what I'm saying is I'm inspired by that style. So, like, even though obviously I don't want to be a copycat. So that's why my art doesn't look exactly like his, but it's definitely got hints and flavors of his stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, and I'm not saying I wanted it to be like his. I was just posing the question so that you could plug yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Well, that's going to do it for our Nightmare Before Christmas episode. Hope that got you in the mood for Christmas, or if you think it's a Halloween movie, I hope
Which it is.
Next week we'll get you in the mood for Christmas. Next week we're doing White Christmas versus Holiday Inn.
Hotel, hotel, Holiday Inn.
Okay, I don't think that's part of the soundtrack, but...
it's a rap song.
Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
You mean it's Hamilton.
Yeah, it is. Guy who only knows Hamilton as rap songs.
Oh, I like rap. Hamilton. It's a new character I'm working on.
I like it. That's good.
So, yeah, next week, White Christmas versus Holiday Inn. Two holiday classics. Which one's better? We will determine that next week. I think most people know which one's better.
Well, based on the fact that I've only heard of one of those movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've never heard of Holiday Inn?
No.
It's got some good stuff. It's pretty much the same movie, but just kind of different. But
that makes sense.
Made by the same guys, has some of the same characters, or actors. Anyway, so we'll watch them both and we'll discuss pros and cons of each. Pros and cons? Sure, why not? And then, guys, check our Instagram. Follow us at We Really Like Musicals. And you can see the schedule for the rest of the month of December. We got some fun ones coming up. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited. Cool. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
And it's a Christmas movie.
It's a Halloween movie.
Musicals. Jazz hands.